Welcome to season 2, episode 1 of my podcast. Season 2. Alright. So, in this episode, we're going to talk about Pittsburgh sports. Because we love Pittsburgh. So, we're going to start off with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Draft is April 25th through the 27th. And they have the 20th overall pick. And I honestly do not even know where they're going to go with that. If I did, then I would have. It's going to be an episode for the draft, too, at some point. But, moving on to Steelers free agency. Holy crap, dude, that was an eventful free agency period. We lost a lot of players, and we got a lot of players. Some re-signed. So, Watrevious Adams re-signed 2-year deal. Steelers signed quarterback Kyle Allen. Steelers signed safety Deshaun Elliott. Kyle Allen has a 1-year deal. He's taking number 4. Deshaun Elliott signed 2-year deal, taking number 25. Van Jefferson, 1-year deal, took Allen Robinson's number 11. Cameron Johnson, punter, signed a 3-year deal. Miles Killebrew, who we all know was made the Pro Bowl last year. We loved it. We loved every second. Resigned a 2-year deal. Long snapper Christian Kuntz signed a 3-year deal with Pittsburgh. Defense tackle Dean Lowry, I think that's how you say his last name, he's taking number 4, and he signed a 2-year deal. Cordarrelle Patterson signed a 2-year deal. Took Antonio Brown's number 84. Antonio Brown, not happy. He is not even happy. Antonio Brown started like some drama on Twitter, which you're going to see on screen probably. But Antonio Brown is retired from the NFL. Then the stuff Antonio Brown puts on Twitter, though, it's like, he started some beef with Damar Hamlin for no reason. And then when, which Damar Hamlin blocked Antonio Brown, Tom Brady blocked Antonio Brown, Joe Biden blocked Antonio Brown somehow. And then Antonio Brown said he didn't know which team he was going to retire for since Cordarrelle Patterson took the name. I mean, took the number 84. Antonio Brown is just like scrolling through his Twitter. I don't think it's appropriate to even show what Antonio Brown has on his Twitter. Going back, the Steelers signed tight end Mecole Pruitt to a 1-year deal. I do not know the number off the top of my head that he's wearing. This is the funniest one. Patrick Queen, last year, who was a Raven, now signed a 3-year deal with the Steelers. He's going to be the villain. And then we signed Quez Watkins to a 1-year deal. He's taking number 16. The two big ones, quarterback Russell Wilson signed a 1-year deal. Wearing number 3. And then we traded for Justin Fields for the in the Chicago with the Chicago Bears. And Justin Fields is wearing number 2 for the first time ever in his career. And then the final addition, Dante Jackson, who was acquired with a trade via the Carolina Panthers. He's wearing number 26. And then the subtractions that we had, the losses, Deontay Johnson that went to the Panthers via trade. It was basically Dante Johnson and then Deontay Johnson. Mitch Trubisky re-signed with the Buffalo Bills. Get Mitch out of here. He's gonna be in practice throwing on third and short. He's gonna be throwing long passes. I guarantee it. And then Mason Rudolph went to the Titans. He said he never received an offer from the Pittsburgh Steelers. The sad one here, Kenny Pickett, traded to the Eagles. Allen Robinson is a free agent. Levi Wallace, Elijah Riley, Patrick Peterson, Blake Martinez are all free agents. Chukwuma Okorafor went to the Patriots, so did Armon Watts. James Pierre went to the Commanders. And then, yeah. And then a thing on Twitter by Benjamin Ehrlich. The Steelers are head over heels on trading for Brandon Ayuk. 49ers are nickel and diming the acquisition cost, but Omar Khan will get him here 100%. If Omar Khan gets him here, we are not being stopped. The Steelers are going to the Super Bowl. Moving on now to the Pittsburgh Penguins, who sit with 2 games left at 86 points. Right now, 12% chance of making the playoffs. Penguins can make it if the Washington Capitals and Detroit Red Wings lose at least one game in their final 2 games, doesn't matter what kind of fashion. And then the Penguins must win out against the Predators, which is at home, and then the Islanders, which is in New York. And then Penguins yesterday lost 6-4 to the Boston Bruins. Alex Nedeljkovic, great goalie, by the way, started 11 consecutive games, and then he was benched in the second period. Honestly, I mean, Tristan Jarry's all right, dude. Tristan Jarry's all right. Erik Karlsson played his 1,000th game in this game against the Bruins. Penguins are now 37, 31, and 12. Goal scorers for the Penguins yesterday: Michael Bunting, who was in a trade and traded deadline with Carolina Panthers, scored a goal. Michael Bunting, amazing as a Penguin. Jake Guentzel, amazing as a Carolina Hurricane, by the way. Michael Bunting, Evgeny Malkin, Drew O'Connor, who is amazing. Brian Rust were the goal scorers for the Penguins. And then Pavel Saka, Jake DeBrusk, Morgan Geekie, former Penguin Danton Heinen, Brad Marchand, and Kevin Shattenkirk all scored for the Bruins. Not a good. That was a tough loss yesterday for the Penguins, though. I watched the third period. I did not want to wake up this morning. Little bit harsh, but whatever. Tom Brady, I'm going back to NFL now. Tom Brady said in a podcast that he wasn't opposed to making a comeback. Here's the video.
Let's say one day there's a situation, right? Maybe it's the 49ers, maybe, you know, heading to the playoffs, offense is great.
Patriots,
somebody,
could be
somebody, somebody,
Raiders,
look,
could be, you never know.
God forbid somebody goes down, would you pick up that phone?
I'm not opposed to it. If they would, I don't know if they're going to let me if I become an owner in an NFL team, but I don't know if, I don't know. I'm always going to be in good shape. I'll always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
And then they have odds on Tom Brady's next team. Raiders at 125, which he is the minority. He has a minority stake of ownership with the Raiders. Patriots plus 300, Bucks plus 500, Niners plus 900, Dolphins plus 1200, Jets plus 2000. Tom Brady is like 47, and this would be the second time he's come back out of retirement. Tom Brady, dude. If Tom Brady has to come out of retirement to help Mahomes not go back to back, to help the NFL have Mahomes not go back to back, holy dude, that is just not going to be fun. And then in that same podcast, Tom Brady said Josh Allen, would be the next quarterback to win the Super Bowl who has not won it yet in their careers. Here's the video.
Next quarterback to win a Super Bowl that hasn't won yet.
I like Josh Allen a lot. I think he's, I'd pick Josh.
Josh?
Yeah. I like Josh a lot as a guy, as a leader. But, you know, he's got to get past the Chiefs, and that's hard because Patrick's incredible in the way he leads that team.
All right. That was episode one of the podcast. Stay tuned for episode two. See you in the next one.